lie down. Lay dead.
The words karma police.
That's the sirens coming.
Yeah, I think myself is karma police.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to B Movie Deathmatch.
Tommy, this is my episode.
Chris's turn.
Chris's episode.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to B Movie Deathmatch.
I like my character better. It sounded like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes, snap to a Slim Jim.
You know, if he had molested children, they would have called him Macho Man Handy Savage.
I guess.
I think if he was just gay, they probably would have called him
I think if he
that.
Just gave a lot of hand jobs, they'd probably call him
Or if, like,
Savage.
He was super good in a jam, like,
but here's
for repairing
the thing.
Your car. Wow. He's handy. He doesn't have to be giving hand jobs to
he's
children.
He's the handyman Randy Savage.
I don't like when you call it giving a hand job to children.
It's funny,
as if it's something they want.
You were the one who said Randy Savage would be a pedophile.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being a pedophile and giving a hand job. Because when you molest children, you're not giving them a hand job.
Said that his name was Randy
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, though, is that
Hold
when
on,
you...
No, molesting children, or giving hand jobs to children is still molesting
yes,
children.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that
what
I don't feel like... That's well. See,
still
that's the thing. I feel like hand jobs are consensual.
I'm tired of explaining this to you, Ross.
No one ever is like. Well, here's the thing: is like no one's
no,
ever like.
No one wants a hand job.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that there has to be some form of consent for you to be able to call it a job. Because, like, no one's ever, like, yeah, he made me give him a blowjob.
No, but if,
like, yeah, he raped me.
Oh, God.
No.
Hey,
well, no.
Chris,
what
take the reins.
Like, what if it's
take
the opposite?
Take
the
reins.
She really might be taking the reins.
Anyway, welcome to B Movie Deathmatch. We already said that a few times, but
right.
I am Chris Morgan, or Crispy Bacon, as Tommy will eventually call me at
some
point.
You used to hate the nickname, and I liked it better when you hated it.
I still hate it.
Arlen, say who you are.
Arlen here, Chris didn't say what we do on the podcast.
Well, not yet. We go to
no one. This is no one's first episode.
Intro. Duh. Oh, wait. Cast is after show.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. You're picking
this
it up
drunk,
a notch.
So
Tommy, now you go.
My name is Tommy.
All right, good.
Special guest star Guy Fieri in the house.
Spicy town.
Yeah.
Flavor.
Did you describe
movie
your
death match?
Flavor
did you
district.
Describe your Twitter handle on the podcast?
King of the Bill?
I don't think I ever gave my Twitter handle out. You're thinking of Instagram, but... Still.
Oh, okay.
You want to follow Tommy on Instagram, it's at Tommy something. There's another Tommy something who is so pissed. He's Russian and he messages me like once every 2 weeks
really?
Saying, hey,
really?
I want your username.
Yeah,
did you say Die Rescue Scum?
No.
He should have.
He's a gamer.
If you would like to follow me on Instagram, my name is Young Boy Fieri. I used to cook. Fieri is Guy Fieri's last name and I am his son, Boy.
Hi, my name's Ross and if you want to follow me on social media... I don't do social media, so...
You have a Facebook.
I have a Facebook, yes.
Ross lives in the mountains and cuts wood.
Yep.
Cucks wood.
No, I use Robert Flavor or something.
Oh, no, that's my Twitter name. Is my handle is King of the Dill, but my Twitter name is Robert Flavor Jr. because...
Bobby Flay.
Name. Full name, yeah.
Full
his full name.
Name
is Robert Flavor.
I understand that from the past.
That's a pretty good joke.
It's a good joke, yeah.
You guys really fucked it
solid.
Up.
Solid. Well done.
I was setting you up for it.
Just off the cuff.
You ignored
oh,
it.
Oh, Chris, you were trying to set him up. You weren't subtle about that at all.
You come in, girl.
Well, the setup was, hey, Dylan, tell this joke, please.
And then
twice.
You completely
you
ignored it. Yeah, I had to... You say I wasn't subtle enough, but apparently he didn't pick up on it.
I didn't. You're right.
Nah,
there's
true.
A lot of love in this room. It sounds like there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of love.
It's mostly for Ross. Can we talk about how great Ross is?
He's pretty cool.
He's very handsome.
We forgot that segment. How great is Ross today?
That's, if I win again next week, that's my biggest target
Ross.
Demographic.
Yeah.
30 minutes Ross. Of talking about how great Ross
guys,
is.
Guys, I'm in the room. Normally, you don't talk about me when I'm in the room.
It's
you know,
a new thing.
Ross gives the best hugs.
Don't be modest.
It's like being hugged by an anaconda, except
yeah.
you know
one. Like a soft one.
It's
that
not one.
No, actually, yeah. two anacondas, because he's got two big old arms.
That's true.
Glenn muscles.
Okay, Chris, raise.
All right,
Chris.
So this is B-Movie Deathmatch. In this show, we watch a trailer, make predictions based upon the trailer, three of them, and then we... Stop waving at me.
It always falls apart. The description always falls apart.
Yeah. Then we watch the movie and rate the predictions, or I rate the predictions, give points based on it. There's a winner, there's a loser, there's also multipliers. You'll get it.
We should
not be a first
episode. We should just read... the SoundCloud bio that if you want, I can read
that. Oh, yeah.
A bunch of friends read, watch a trailer, and then there's like 15 points, but like the 15
not points. Your regular movie podcast.
And then we're going to be not releasing episodes average. Every Tuesday and Thursday. Until we get caught up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
I was reading the SoundCloud bio.
It's like fantasy football, but with movies.
It's never been like that.
But
JonTron, also Get Out.
It's a different voice.
That's Tom.
Get you somebody else, and then Tom Tron's up here.
What's next?
Wait.
Okay, so the movie we are watching today is The Void.
The Void?
So if we would each like to go around and describe the trailer in one sentence, starting with Ross, this is single sentence
Why?
Summary. You're welcome.
Always me. A bunch of people get trapped in a hospital by some scary hooded people and have to free Cthulhu to escape.
That looks about right.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems pretty solid.
So the KKK has trapped a bunch of people in the hospital. They're sick in Cthulhu.
The KKK has two eyes and a pointed hat. These guys have a triangle on their face and no pointed hat.
Yeah.
It's not the KKK.
You lose, Chris. Mm-hmm.
So they're not white supremacists.
Okay, so I'm going to go next because I'm totally sitting next to Ross, and we're not arbitrarily changing the entire structure of everything because someone has to send a text message.
I have to look at what kind of food my dog eats.
Jeez, stop calling me out, Tommy.
Anyways, to describe this one sentence, John Carpenter's The Thing, except instead of Arctic, it's a hospital, and Ranger Rick has to fight the Thing Ku Klux Klan.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, well.
Breitbart fully dismantles and starts attacking safe spaces.
Okay.
So, not a great description of the trailer, honestly.
Not really.
If you've seen it, you might be confused which movie we're watching.
So, some people in hoods are up to no good.
Succinct.
He means actual,
very
like,
succinct.
Hoods, not, like, neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's, they all knew what I meant.
Wow, Breitbart Chris. New nickname, Crispy Breitbart.
All right, so now that we've described the trailer in
fuck
full, there's a lot of body
it.
Horror in this trailer.
Oh.
This movie looks like it has a lot of body horror in it. It's a throwback to John Carpenter movies, like people transforming without... or
yeah,
like,
really
like, yeah. Body horror, like when I see myself naked.
With
that
definitely
is body horror. Because, like, when you have, like, a panic attack about how your body's misshapen, you're experiencing body horror.
Yeah, it's body deformity.
That's
basically.
Body dysmorphia.
Oh, so that's
yes.
What this is? Oh, John Carpenter's body dysmorphia.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be called.
This scary movie about teenagers.
This is heavily inspired by the John Carpenter's The Thing and his other horror movies.
What was the one where they got the sunglasses and it has Macho Man Randy?
Shut up. Why don't you? Just be quiet.
Sorry.
Hey, brains.
Okay, snack.
Rain him in.
Hey, he's good at being a good disciplinarian.
Snack of the week. I didn't mean to shut you up. There's...
Hey, why does someone have to have a snack of the week?
Yeah,
well, the snack of the week is not the snack that we have every week, although it is a snack that we have every week. It is a snack that the weakest member of our quintupler...
Yeah, whatever.
Welcome.
Pentupler.
I'm glad that you're
here. Got last. So they got last week, and they brought the snack this week.
Good job, guys. What are we watching this week? Can everybody say it? 1, 2, 3,
the Void.
Cool. So what do you do with voids? You
fill them.
Cool. And so tonight, I have brought something to fill our voids. Boys,
A&W.
We have a fuck ton of cheese curds.
All right.
Ooh, that sounds
oh my
like
God.
Turds.
Ross's erection is visible from here.
Is? Which is Friday,
yeah.
He's such a large man.
We have got cheese curds.
Holy
plenty.
Shit, there's so many.
Yeah,
a lot.
There is.
They look like popcorn chicken, but they're filled with
me and Ross
curds.
Are going to eat this box, and you guys can have that box.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
I was talking to Dylan about this in the car. How, like, when you're grown up, you can't have certain kid foods. So, like, if you're a grown-up and you want pizza, just have a calzone. It's just a pizza with a grown-up name. And then also, like, you want chicken nuggets? Well, guess what? You got a chicken sandwich. It's crispy and just has some bread on it. It's just chicken fingers.
I thought you were going to go with chicken wings.
Mm.
Also those. And now here we have cheese curds, which are mozzarella sticks for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
I think they're a lot better than mozzarella sticks.
Mm. Yeah, they're chewier.
Yeah, they are chewier.
But if this
less
had
messy.
Mozzarella, how different?
It tastes like cheese ice cream. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Mmm.
Is this at marinara?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
Game changer.
Mmm.
All right. So that was fun.
The snack is so good that everyone listening.
Buzzers.
Banging a beeper. Beep, 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 beep.
Ding dong, ding dong. Beep, beep, beep. Wing, 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 wing.
Where are they? They're behind you.
Derailed.
Oh,
All about eating curds.
All right, so the buzzers today are Lynn, if you'd like to choose
yours.
Yes. Hi, Ross.
Hi. You know, in every episode up till now, you yell at Tom when he does that to you.
I know.
Well, I'm eating curds. The curds have derailed the show because they're too
good. Yeah,
they're so good.
Surprised that the curds are doing something else bad. Please don't kill us. I'm sorry.
That was... All right.
All right, here we go.
It is time for my favorite segment, which
Hold
is the
on.
Trivia.
Hold on. These curds are so fucking good, I just need to keep talking about how good
the
they are.
The greasy curd.
If you listen to this podcast while you drive, pull into an A&W right now. You get yourself some motherfucking cheese curds.
You might have to go way the fuck out of your way to find one, but...
Aren't A&W everywhere? Even in New Zealand? Aren't they the first restaurant on the National Space Station?
The A and the W stand for anywhere.
Wait.
Anywhere? You got it right.
How do you get a job at the first restaurant on the International Space Station? I wonder if they still get paid minimum wage.
Yeah, but you have to live in space.
They get paid minimum
wage. They probably get less because it's international. There's no minimum
way
wage.
Way less regulations.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I actually remember this. Domino's owns some sort of patent on being the first restaurant in space.
Huh.
I thought they put the first food in space or something.
The first
I don't remember.
Yeah, they did their first delivery.
You have to remember, I'm brain damaged, so all the fun facts are just kind of like a semblance of a fact.
Thank God, because I don't want aliens to think the only thing we have is Domino's.
Okay, so,
Ross.
Oh. Dylan.
Jontron.
Arlen, there we go.
Okay, so this is trivia, my favorite segment. Those are everyone's noises. Whether you remember them or not, doesn't matter, because those are them. Since we were watching The Void, which is heavily inspired by John Carpenter movies.
By who?
John Carpenter.
Carpenter?
Jennifer Connelly?
His computer cousin?
I got something in my throat. Hold on.
Ooh, drink that tequila, baby.
Could it be curd?
John Carpenter. Oh, I'm very upset now because I like looked away for like 10 seconds and all the curds are gone.
You want some of these?
You got two baby ones.
Sorry, I became a monster.
You grab this one and then just take the rest.
There's I'm a real curd burglar.
Yeah, I rushed you. All
right.
I didn't mean to give you away your
For our visual curd. Listeners, I'm throwing a cheese curd into Ross's mouth. It's going to miss.
Our visual.
Oh my god, like a baseball. Jesus Christ, Randy Johnson of the Arizona Diamondbacks Circuit 2001. Relax!
Hey Chris, when you throw food into someone's mouth, you do an underhand throw.
It's a lock, not a line drive.
For those wondering, Rains. I stood all the way up and threw it across my body like a pitch.
Yeah. If it had hit his mouth, he would have choked.
It was really good form.
All right, I'm upset that Ross is the most popular person in the room.
You would have killed my favorite, my only reason for coming every week.
Yeah.
Because I masturbate to Ross.
All right, so John Carpenter trivia is going to start.
Now, hey, what are the rules of trivia?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, usually it's one question per, or 1 point per question.
Third question?
I do have some bonus points because there are some bonus questions that I think are exceptionally difficult.
That
I also tried to turn down the difficulty of this one because the last one was a little more difficult.
Me and Tommy are really mad at you.
Oh, he's insulting your trivia making.
No, me and Tommy.
Yeah, I like him being nerd.
So, in They Live, aliens have secretly infiltrated the Earth. What object allows the characters to recognize the aliens? I'm sorry.
Arlen got it.
It would be sunglasses.
Yes, you also can interrupt me if you'd like, but if you do, you have to answer the question.
I was going
to
say stapler or something. Yes.
So that is 1 point for Arlen.
Yeah.
And for a bonus, 1 point, just 1 point on the bonus.
Okay.
What former wrestler starred in They Live?
You're going to have to give me like 5 minutes to like fish it out of my brain. He was in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I know what it is.
He's angry. He,
Clear it then.
Do you want to... Okay.
It's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yes, it is. There it is go. Rowdy Roddy Piper. I was expecting you to get that, Ross.
You kind of look like Rowdy Roddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, you kind of do look like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No, Rowdy Roddy Piper's blonde.
Oh, and you can't look like anyone with hair color.
That's true. That's true.
If
right.
I've learned anything from the B movies we've watched, I'm Jody.
Strangler
reference.
Another one.
Minus 1 point for to know.
All inquiries
end here.
So, number two. Halloween was originally meant to be an anthology series with each movie telling a different Halloween-centric tale. What is the title of the third Halloween film?
Okay. Season of the Witch.
Okay. And for a bonus point, what was the main murder weapon in the film?
Halloween mask?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Fucking nerds.
Halloween mask?
Ross did buzz in for it. I was going to give you the point, but Ross found the way around.
I thought the way it works is if you answer it, you get first rights to the bonus.
Oh, yeah, that seems kind of fair.
No.
But this time Ross can have it.
Yeah, sure.
From now on, it'll be the other way. But since we weren't explicit.
How much is each question worth? 1 point?
1 point. 1 point, and then.
10 points, actually.
Oh, okay.
100 points.
It's at 1 point. It's 1 point apiece. Unless I specifically say it's worth more. Okay. Of his films, John Carpenter's favorite is The Thing. What 1951 sci-fi horror film is The Thing based on?
The Thing. From Another Planet.
Plus 1 point.
Yes.
It is The Thing from Another Planet. He almost got 1 point wrong.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you. You should be.
Bonus 3 points.
Oh, whoa.
Fuck.
This is the first of his films that he did not score, The Thing. John Carpenter did not score The Thing.
Okay.
What world-renowned composer did score the film in Carpenter's style?
Hans Zimmer.
No, you don't get minus 3 points. Bonus, yeah.
Bonus, you don't get minus four?
Bonus, you don't get minus four.
You don't get minus 4.
You don't get
points,
minus 4.
Or you don't get...
You don't get any minus if you miss the bump.
Okay. Don't get any minus?
Shut up, bitch.
I ain't no
you
nerd.
Made me break.
So do we all just go around
nerd
and guess then?
Yeah. Dylan, do you want to try? Famous composer. Just name one.
Mozart. Beethoven?
Close.
Yes. Beethoven.
You said yes. I'm taking
no
points.
No. No, not Beethoven.
It's not Michael Giacchino. I can tell you that much. It's not Philip Glass.
You can't do
just
that.
Do this.
No.
Okay,
no.
Well then it's John Williams.
Is it Ennio Morricone?
What?
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, there we go.
Yes, it is.
You guys are fucking nerds.
I wish
there we go.
I sat
it's a famous
next to the
composer.
Answers.
Yeah.
Famous for mostly Western movies.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, what movie do you want to watch next week?
We don't know yet.
It looks like you're going to win.
Maybe.
You
only have 3 points.
Left
points.
Right.
Yeah, you have about as much as I do.
Do you have
points.
The same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, close.
Hideo Kojima, number 4, sorry. Hideo Kojima based the lead of Metal Gear Solid after the protagonist of this John Carpenter film.
Escape from New York.
Yes, I would have also accepted Escape from L.A.
No one accepts that.
What is the name of the protagonist and how is it spelled?
Damn it, how's it spelled?
Ooh.
It's Snake. S-N-A-K-E. Don't want to spell the last name. Give me the full points.
Well, I'm not going to give you the full points because I want the full name. I will accept it without spelling.
Snake
Plissken.
There you go.
Well, I mean...
No, it's Ross's. Don't be nice, Ross.
Chris was being dastardly.
Okay, you know what? A spell off.
Okay, there we go. That's fair.
Spell it right.
Dude, just...
P.
Back and forth. L.
I.
S.
K.
Oh.
It's a C?
It's S-S. It's two S's.
Ross gets the point.
We both would have lost that.
Doesn't matter. Ross, just take the fucking point.
Ross, take the goddamn
take
point.
Christ.
Kicking the mic.
Bitter.
What John Carpenter film is based on a Stephen King novel?
Christine?
Yes, it
is. Oh, fuck yeah. There we go.
I don't know anything about John Carpenter. I thought he was a carpenter. I was waiting for questions about hammers. You walked!
Jesus!
Harrison Ford.
Famous.
In Big Trouble in Little China, Kurt Russell plays Jack Burton. What is Jack Burton's profession? It's a very important part of the film.
I don't know.
It's a big rig trucker.
Yes, he is.
Ooh.
For a bonus 3 points.
Oh, shit.
What is the name of Burton's truck?
I don't know.
Big Trouble.
We don't lose points, right?
Yeah.
Big Bertha.
No.
Little China.
Nope.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Close. No.
Real
close.
Big Truck.
No.
Sydney.
It is the Pork Chop Express.
Well,
that was
I don't
my
remember
next
that.
Guess. I was close enough.
We would have gotten there eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Number 7.
1,000 Monkeys Type in 1,000 Turtles.
Carpenter and Russell worked together on multiple films, some already mentioned.
Who's Russell?
Kurt Russell. He looks
Russell.
Like me.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
How many films did they collaborate on?
What will my reflection show if your eyes can't see?
Do we get a hint?
We know two of them.
I've listed two of them.
Yeah.
Can I get partial credit if I say those two?
No.
You have to just say
I've listed three of them, actually. I've technically... Yeah, I've listed three.
But the question is how many and not which ones.
Yeah, how many?
Can we have a fucking hand, Chris?
Three. Wait, no.
Before you said three.
Three. No, I'm sorry. That's minus one.
Four.
I'm sorry. That's wrong. Minus one.
Dang.
I have zero points. It's not worth it. No.
Okay.
I'm not going to guess.
Dylan guesses no.
Well, it is five.
Bad. You would have
helped. 1979's Elvis.
Oh, God.
What?
The Thing, Escape from New York, Big Trouble in Little China, and then Escape from L.A.
What is Elvis?
It's a movie called Elvis. It's a biopic, I assume, about Elvis. It's
probably going to be the next movie we see.
It is not. Don't worry about that.
Number eight.
There's Elvis.
And potentially the final question.
Ooh,
oh.
Potentially? You promise?
The only John Carpenter film we have watched for the show was Ghosts of Mars.
Mm-hmm.
What was originally conceptualized as... this was originally conceptualized as the sequel to what other John Carpenter film?
Assault on Precinct 13.
Minus 1 point for Tommy.
Okay, fuck you.
Have you seen Assault on Precinct 13?
I don't know any John Carpenter movies, so it wouldn't make sense to get.
Arlen, quit playing safe. Answer some questions.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I guess.
I don't know if there's any points.
You know all of his fucking movies.
No, I don't. I know what Elvis was.
You know everything. Who the fuck is that composer again?
Ennio Morricone. He's a famous composer. He did the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Sounds like a Star Fox
He's
character.
Famous. Plus, his name is Ennio Morricone.
Yeah, also, he's Italian, awesome. So you guys should have guessed it.
Just it's funny because if you say Morricone, Maricon, it means something bad.
It's Morricone.
What does that mean?
It's an O, not an A.
Well,
what does Maricon mean? Should I not be saying it?
You probably should.
Is it a slur? Did I say a racial slur?
No.
Oh, then I'm
is John Tron going to have to come in here and say it or whatever again? Okay.
Okay, so no one going to take
no
a shot at this?
No one fucking knows.
No.
It is Escape from L.A. I would have also accepted it, Escape from New York. It was originally supposed to be Escape from Mars.
That
Sorry,
sounds awesome.
Snake Plissken.
I would like to take a moment to apologize to Italian-speaking members of the gay community.
Thanks.
I did not know what I was saying.
No, it's Spanish.
Spanish.
Well, Dylan, how many points do you have?
Zero. I would like to take a moment.
Zero. That entitles us to a question number nine.
Is that what question
Dylan
number
Dylan has 0 points, so...
Okay, so we get a nine.
Whataburger is a Texas staple burger chain.
Fuck.
What is Whataburger called in King of the Hill?
Dylan!
It's written explicitly for Dylan.
You've got a
Whataburger
in the Hill.
Can we have a hint?
No.
You've got a tattoo. I'm looking at Hank Hill.
No, I know.
Mind.
I just can't fucking remember. God damn it. That's gonna haunt me.
The way I found this, by the way, is I Googled King of the Hill with John Carpenter's name. Nothing came up except for some reason this. It has nothing to do with John Carpenter, so...
I can't remember.
Anyone else want to take a shot at Dylan's question?
We'll lose a point.
You'll lose a point.
I'm not going to bother.
There's no hint?
No, there's no hint for this.
He's giving this one to you on a silver tray and you're still...
I can't remember. I'm going to be really mad when he says it.
Want a burger.
Fuck you!
It was want a burger.
I was going to say
well,
that, but I wasn't sure.
Sounds like Wong Burger.
I'm so mad at you.
You're right. You're wrong.
I gave you that one, Dylan. I looked up King of the Hill trivia for
I know.
And I made it about Whataburger.
I'm plus 1 points.
The thing was, I thought that was
I'm
what I
plus
thought.
1 point.
I'm plus
1 point.
But I was scared to get a -1 point because I'm already going to lose.
Arlen, what are we watching next week?
I don't know yet, guys. You have to beat me.
How many points do you have?
Five.
Can we watch Tank Girl?
We'll see. We'll see what I feel like.
Can we watch Tub Girl? What's going to happen?
That's not even a video, isn't it? Just
well,
a picture.
We don't know who's going to win because we don't know predictions. We don't know predictions.
Today's movie is one still image. What do you think's going to happen? All right. Well, that is the end of trivia. Only 9 questions this time, so kind of short one.
Yeah.
I hope I come back. I hope it's a musical number.
But it is time for
the meat, the bread and potatoes of this show.
Bread and potatoes.
So we're going to go.
That's what it is.
Ross or Clock
Ross?
Yes.
Ross wise.
All right. Number one. The cop is a chosen one or someone special being set up for something for the demon god.
Okay.
It's a solid one.
I accepted that one
because it seemed to kind of imply something like that from the trailer, but not imply it heavily enough. Like, it could just be...
I think the only implication is him being stabbed and then waking up.
Yeah, that's why I was like, he could have been infected with something.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Was he always the chosen one, or is he the default chosen one? Like, was he born to fill that role?
You know what? We'll give... It'll be a scale. If he was born to fill that role, it'll be 5 points. If he's been, like, infected with something... to fulfill that role.
I disagree.
Oh, but we're not the god. We're not the judge.
Seems like some bullshit. Yes.
You're not the god.
Why?
Because, like...
They show him getting, like, infected or something in the trailer.
Yeah.
Was that him?
But that's not him being the chosen one.
That's not him being the chosen one, but that's why I'm saying you deduct some points.
Maybe he just didn't fucking die. We've watched plenty of movies where
he
just
had a guy. That's why I'm saying that...
It seems weird to make one a scale where he has to have been born a Satan prodigy for him to get his 5 points. Doesn't that seem kind of ridiculous?
Okay. Since Dylan's arguing for you to get more points, fine. If he is the chosen one, you will get 5 points, whether or not he was born with it or
perfect.
It's Maybelline.
You're welcome.
Perfect, thank you.
Maybe it's voidily.
Maybe.
Number 2, the rogues will all kill themselves to complete some rituals or something. I added that at the end.
Ooh, cool.
Trying to cover my bases.
Mm-hmm.
They make it extra vague.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I realized what I was saying had no reason or bearing whatsoever, so I just stopped myself.
All right, and finally, number 3, most everyone will know exactly what's happening as it's happening. Meaning the characters around, we're going to be spoon-fed everything that's happening. We're not going to be able to make our own decisions. The characters around him stuck in the hospital are going to be like, oh, they're starting a seance.
Oh, people are going to announce what the villains are doing.
There's going to be exposition of what is happening on the screen.
Correct.
Now, I will argue on that one that it should be like a point per time that happens. Makes sense.
Yeah, he did say everything, so...
Yeah.
I said most everyone will know exactly what's happening.
You've chosen an ambiguous one.
Yep.
Wow, Dylan.
Yeah, you'll get more points the more times it happens.
Chris, it'll just be by your judgment.
Just be by your judgment. 5 points. There you go.
Cool.
Right now. Not really.
Dilly Boy Fresh.
Hi, Dilly Boy Fresh.
Thank you.
I like your hat. There's no segment on your hat this week, but I like your hat.
It's a chance to wrap her hat.
Not yet. There's a predictions choice.
Oh, well,
I mean,
not anymore.
Choice.
So for Void, I've guessed that somebody's going to spread their that's a drawing. Rosh drew a drawing. So
you drew a butthole. It's like a little asterisk.
It's good.
It's an asterisk.
Number one.
It's been on the show.
Someone will be skinned alive.
Yeah.
In the trailer, they do she opens the book and the guy's hand's fucked up, and that took me somewhere.
Okay, that's like foreshadowing or something. Okay.
There's also a man.
And I do want to say beforehand, if someone gets, like, part of them skinned alive, I'll give you, like, 4 points.
Cool.
If it's full skinned alive.
Cool.
Because I do feel like that's very likely to happen. But if it's full skin, 5 points. If it's, get their arm skinned, that's, like, 4.
Lit. Tight. Sick. Skinned. 2.
420, please.
Yeah.
There will be deer imagery. Now, what I mean by that is, like, there's going to be... Hold on. There's going to be, like, a deer metaphor. So I mean, there has to be there has to be a scene where there's
there can't just be a deer.
What's
in
with the ambiguous predictions this week, guys?
That's not ambiguous.
The trailer is nice.
I said there can't be just
super
a deer.
Specific.
There can't be just antlers in the background. The deer has to be a metaphor
to
something.
But if we're going to be pretentious about a movie, you can say that every shot's intentional and stuff in the background is there for a reason.
There has to be a point of an actual deer.
I trust Dylan and Chris enough to work it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of like Get Out. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I mean in the way of Get Out.
I know.
Ross, what were you trying to say?
Don't we normally argue for this after?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do, Ross.
Ross just won this.
Well,
no,
we did make a rule a few weeks back that if someone's not happy about a prediction,
you have to argue
before we watch the film.
Or it's
once you leave the campfire, you are content with all predictions.
So I am hearing arguments now. Ross?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Dylan, continue.
Number 3.
Dylan should win all of them.
No one makes it out alive. Main characters. I mean main characters. Like, obviously, there are going to be people who fucking live. I mean, none of the main characters.
The world could be destroyed. It's possible.
So, I do have a question about this. Does this mean no one in the hospital makes it out alive?
I mean, while we're watching the movie, anybody who plays a major role dies.
Again, ambiguous. I'm joking with you.
Well,
I'm joking.
I only ask because it does seem to me that there could be, like, someone who appears later on in the film... Like
if they play
pregnant.
A major, if they play a role that you consider major, then that means somebody made it out alive.
Alright.
You have to pay a lot of attention to this, Chris. You need to stop drinking.
Do you not tell me what to say?
Okay. this is Tommy. These are my predictions for The Void.
Largent?
Prediction. Shut the fuck up. Prediction number 1. They'll unmask one of the shy guy Ku Klux Klan dudes, and he will not have a healthy human face.
Very similar to another prediction.
He'll kind of have like a nightmare face underneath his hood.
Great minds think alike, I see.
Prediction number two, a person will watch as their lover transforms.
Okay. Wow.
I did accept. We saw someone transforming in the trailer, but we didn't see that they had a lover.
Like, Becky, why are you turning into a pig? Prediction number three, there will be a pair of tits on a monster, Deadite. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's a thing that they do a lot in these body horror movies where it's like, oh, look at these sexy breasts, but they're on a tentacle monster.
Yeah, it's like Night of the Demons.
Yeah.
When the woman stabbed her own tit.
Yeah. And so I guess the real question is, and this isn't part of my prediction, will they be prosthetic or will they have some poor actress they picked up off the LA streets and they're just going to strap her into a skeleton monster?
I think some poor actress.
Skeleton.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely. I think they're going to
be real. It's going to be Charlize Theron.
Okay, I guess
Vin Diesel's gonna get his revenge.
You know, they saw her on the street and picked her up. All right,
this whole thing was about Vin Diesel. He doesn't
John
understand.
Carpenter's Bang Bros.
He just doesn't understand that Fate of the Furious was a fictional movie. It's like, fuck, Charlize Theron.
You killed my
family.
You killed my side bitch. You bastard.
All right, here we go. Arlen here. Number one, someone will commit suicide in this movie.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wow, so that's a good one.
You are going to get 5 points if Ross gets his 5 points for his second prediction.
What's Ross?
They killed themselves.
There we go. And I have a similar one as Tommy here, and that is the robe people will not have normal human faces under their robes. Number three.
Like under their chest robes?
Number three, someone will get a spooky call at the hospital that is indecipherable.
I like that one.
Ooh. It's going to sound like this.
It's very specific. No, it's going to sound like the voice from the trailer. Like,
the war is coming for you.
Oh, okay. Let me
Except it's going to be
on one going on Tootie and
Tootie.
You probably think I'm the British.
So it is time for our multipliers now. The multipliers double whatever your score was. So if you got -1 point, it is -2 points.
Booyah. Alright, my multiplier. The entire movie is a prophecy that this guy sees as a child.
Wow.
So, okay.
As a child, it's going to zoom in and he's going to like shrug it off and go play with his friends.
Yeah, it's a whole St. Elsewhere, Dallas kind of situation.
It took place in a snow globe, in
his imagination.
And then there was a season of Dallas that was a dream, yeah.
It was all a dream. I used to read Border Magazine. Okay. My multiplier. There will be a musical number.
No.
Tried and true.
Tried and true.
I don't think it'll happen, but God, if it does.
Will Seth Green be in this movie?
You don't know. Based on our track record.
Because of how absolutely ridiculous this is, if a radio comes on and he starts singing to it while walking down a hallway about to kill something, I'm going to demand those points.
No.
Well, what if he gets a negative score overall? I would totally give
it. Yeah, if it's a negative score overall, I'll give you
that. There's no way if you win, we'll give
it.
Because then you could say that Kill Bill has a musical number.
Okay, well, we're not talking about Kill Bill.
But Kill Bill, she's whistling through the hallway going.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he's singing. He's like.
But that's not a number.
That's just him singing.
To a loud song, though. I'm saying, like, he turns the radio on,
no,
and he's, like, walking
a musical
home.
Number is a segment of a film that is music being presented to the audience.
Yeah.
It will be. That's what I'm saying.
What about Clockwork Orange? Does that count as a musical number?
No, it's diegetic versus non-diegetic.
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm getting Ross or not on that one.
Which part? What?
When they're singing in the rain.
When they're raping in the rain.
Because that's what I mean.
That's borderline.
That's what I mean.
I would argue in his favor.
Here's the thing.
Comes after interpretation.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And we'll argue after.
Yeah, there might not be any musical numbers.
Yeah, there probably won't be, so I don't know what
argue. Exactly.
You know, the last time you had this prediction.
That's true.
That
it fucking derailed it.
That was me. Also, there were three musical numbers in that movie.
Garbage Pail Kids?
No, in the fucking...
Christmas Cookie?
No.
I watched it.
My Stepmother's an Alien.
Oh yeah, there were
three or four musical numbers.
I'm bored. My my wild card is that a man with a pig nose will brag about loving his new shoes.
And I'm absolutely loving
them. I love how much Chris squirms for Greasy Strangler.
He doesn't like
references.
It. All right, here we go.
My eye like twitches. Like when you mentioned it.
It's pretty good though. All right, so my multiplier is one of the characters will turn to another character and say, "We can't avoid the void."
That's that has to be that's very specific.
Kind of like the Domino's commercial with the noise.
Exactly.
You know why they discontinued that marketing?
Yes,
point?
I do. Because someone
with the name Noid went and like put a shotgun collar on someone and had them.
He held Domino's employees hostage.
Am I confusing two other stories?
Yes.
There was a story
there's
where someone
there's the Saw franchise.
Yeah.
No. There was a real life dude who actually put a shotgun.
There's video of him exploding.
But there's also a movie based on that.
Is it called Void the Noid?
No, it's a comedy movie.
It's got Danny McBride.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Before he became a series actor.
Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
It looks...
Adams.
Neil Blount.
Yes.
Take those reins, boy.
Okay, so those are all of our multipliers. Next up is Dealer's Choice.
What do you want to do, Chris?
Give me daddy.
Dealer's Choice is a rough one.
I
do like Demographic of the Week, Arlen.
I don't like Demographic of the Week. That's why I didn't do it when I did it.
Oh.
We did Drawing of the Week.
Dylan's very good at Demographic of the Week.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dylan, what is our demographic?
Me?
Of the week.
Ooh, okay. Our Demographic of the Week are kids that are getting their first jobs and they're having to scrub toilets and they're trying to question whether or not this job is really worth it, but they know if they go home their dad will yell at them.
I would like to say our demographic for the week should be people who have like terrible working conditions and just don't know it. Like the boss tells them that like they can't have their overtime and they're just like, okay, that's a normal thing.
Okay, I like that, yeah.
Kind of like when we worked at
Chico's.
When you worked at Chico's Donuts shop.
When we worked at Chico's
right down
Donuts
next
shop
to Pizza's.
And
Snarl.
Pizza Chico's.
Pizza Snarl.
And there
Pizza
was our Snarl Christmas bonus time, and he came in with a $20 bill and threw it on the floor. And we were, got it.
Yep, that's a true story.
Good times.
Man, I really love Donut Snob.
You stupid kids that don't know what you deserve.
That's our demographic.
That's stupid. Now they just found out. If your boss is telling you you can't have your overtime, you're in some weird water.
You throw your headphones down to the floor, march into your boss's office, and demand.
Tell him to fuck himself, because he's probably your boss.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh. Yeah. I'm no one's boss.
You know how much money you can make by just putting spam on panties and selling it on the internet?
Wait,
really?
You just find spam from a can, let it get a little rotten, and you rub it on panties and you
gross
sell it.
Why don't you just do tuna? Tuna should be cheaper than spam.
Spam is a little more realistic. You know that if you were a cultured man.
If you ever face dived into a can of spam, no, baby. You promise you'd have a can dive.
All right. Well,
Chris, run it in here.
That is that is it for the first half. We are going to go watch this movie, The Void. Highly recommend that you do too.
Bye,
y'all. We'll be back.
Oh, sorry, I yawned over you.
Try again.
Hello. I'm here with a bunch of whales, apparently.
It's that's void. Cute.
That's very rude.
No, it's a bunch of people just watched The Void.
Yeah.
A tiresome movie about a tiresome plot.
It was not the worst thing ever.
It's not the worst thing ever, no. Well, let's not spoil our review of it.
I thought it was a pretty decent movie.
Ooh. It's almost like the one person who likes Lovecraft enjoyed that Lovecraftian movie. And everyone else found it, I don't know, a little contrived.
Yeah. We really found that.
Over.
Yeah. I don't think that was helping.
If we hadn't talked
over
it, Ross would have fallen asleep.
It.
Yeah.
So?
It had started with a lot
of... We have precedent for those.
It started with a lot of potential, but then it just kind of journeyed up its own ass. And it did that horror movie thing where, like, is this scene in reality or in their head? And I don't fuck with that. I don't care. If your movie's not going to have reality in it...
Anyway,
that's not. We're not even out of about. We're talking about the movie.
I know, but that's.
Next up for our segment of The Void, single sentence summary.
Your structure can't control me.
Yeah, man.
Ross, describe this movie in one single sentence.
It can't be done.
All right, Dylan.
Ivan Ooze releases giant bubblegum monster to wreak havoc on the world.
Thomas?
The John Carpenter's The Thing has the House of Leaves in the basement, but
I was thinking that same thing. Yeah, House of Leaves.
House of Leaves is the basement. I'm gonna go ahead and change it to Yawn. That's my
John Carpenter. John Carpenter's the thing's mentally retarded cousin.
Oh.
The Void.
I'd like to take a moment to apologize to all of us.
All of our mentally retarded listeners.
Is mentally retarded? Why I said mentally retarded? Is that bad?
Most of them, I would assume,
it's
are.
A bit outdated.
Mentally handicapped?
Oh, Chris.
Marlon, what's your single sentence summary?
All right, single sentence summary here. A triangle...
yes.
Which is discovered to be a pyramid.
A triangle is the door to an alternate dimension... that is ruled by a pyramid.
Ooh, don't forget, the sky is featured heavily in this movie, where there's lots of, like,
no,
the clouds.
I'll forget it.
It's kind of like the Illuminati. Yeah.
Chris, do you want to go?
Yeah, sure. Otherworldly monsters infect hospital.
Yeah, that'll do.
That's exactly it.
Vaccinate your children.
Really?
This is a pro vaxxer.
Yeah, yeah. It's all
right. I got another one. High rendered cutscenes from the abandoned Silent Hills.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Wow, sure.
Everything about this felt like a video game cutscene for a game with really solid gameplay, so you put up with
actually,
the
yeah, no,
this is
I
just
feel
the
like,
evil within.
I feel like PT would have fit really well in this.
Yeah, PT, Evil Within, and Dead Space. It felt a lot like Dead Space.
Oh, yeah, the monsters were basically. Necromorphs.
Have you played the game Dead Space? It was this, but you don't ever get to play the game. You're watching your stoned roommate play it, and you're like, that looks like fun. And then he won't skip through the cutscenes, which are really
intense. Even though you ask him to, yeah. He's like, yeah, sure. And then just keeps on going.
He puts it down to go get a sprite, but you're scared to touch the controller.
You can play Next Time I Die, and then he never dies.
He's just really good.
He's on easy mode.
I don't know, it was okay. It was an okay movie.
It was definitely
okay. It was okay. It's definitely
it wasn't
right.
Explorers or Christmas with Cookie.
True.
I wasn't offended
never,
by
you
it.
You can never hold that trophy. All right. I watched your movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dylan finally watched Christmas with Cookie.
What's Christmas with Cookie?
Don't so worry Christmas about with Cookie it. Is the best.
This isn't a single sentence summary for Christmas with Cookie.
We'll tell you later.
Your structure can go fuck itself, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, come on.
It's a fucking terrible movie.
It was not that bad. Here's my thing, and I'm going to say this, and I hope he listens, but he doesn't. He just wants us to promote his fucking movie.
No, he listens.
He wants us to promote his movie.
Anyway, if you go into the movie expecting it to be anything
Christmas
other than...
Christmas with Cookie?
Yes.
Oh.
The thing about Christmas with Cookie is that...
Why are we talking about this?
Hold on.
This is a quick review. Don't ask
Ross, what is the best and worst moments of the film?
Let me get this.
No, let him talk about
Christmas. It's been a huge thing.
I think it's really important to note that after seeing Christmas with Cookie, I felt like maybe you guys gave it too much of a bad rap. It was very, very... Like, it knew what it was. He mentioned a few hundred times when we were like, this movie's fucking trash. And, like, I think that had he not done that, I would have really hated that movie, but I feel like you guys are selling it short by...
Just because you're self-aware of how terrible of a product you're making doesn't excuse the poor quality of the product.
Okay, Chris, well, next time we talk about a podcast, I'll remind you of that. All right, let's wrap it up.
I'm sorry I brought it up. Sorry I asked.
Just kidding, we're doing a great thing here.
Cookie is an elf who lives on the moon, and he tells a story...
This is 11 episodes ago.
Just watch the fucking movie.
This is the end of an era. There we go.
We're gonna watch the sequel.
I watched it. It's good. I'm not gonna go fucking.
Oh, do you wanna go over best worst moments of The Void now?
Ross, what is your best or worst moment of The Void?
Or, not and.
Oh,
and or both. Who cares?
My favorite part.
Oh, you took notes. You're a good boy.
I did, and I just forgot because I didn't write down my favorite part.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the. Nope.
The monster.
I can go if you want.
No, yes, please.
So my least favorite part of the movie was that bullshit scene where they, like, drag the other cop away.
Yeah.
That was the worst cut.
They missed a cut. There's definitely a missing, like, slide of animation.
That was just me writing.
And then my favorite part of the movie was probably when he walks into the room and that lady's skimming her own face. I'm gonna go ahead and say that this movie really shot its load way too early.
No, the ending had cool monsters. The plot just stopped being fun.
That's what I mean. Plot-wise, it
Well, also, there was a scene from the trailer with his wife, girlfriend, ex-wife, whatever, on the table, but she was all, like, spread out, like, intestines everywhere and, like, tentacles alive.
It wasn't bad.
I thought that would be an actual, like, scene.
Yeah.
Well, the trailer
was
also
very short.
Was higher quality somehow. I don't know. I
think
it was brighter.
I really think it was, like, Amazon Prime or something.
I
but
really,
if you want to sponsor us, it's not your fault.
It's one of those things, I don't know what goes into trailers because it's just an area I don't understand. But it feels like they didn't do something in the rendering, and maybe the trailer got cleaned up so they could help try and sell it, because the final copy that we watched was kind of low quality.
Yeah.
It was really dark. And then,
I just want to mention my note I wrote during the movie was, this movie isn't very bright. Get it? Because it wasn't bright and also not intelligent.
And then you wrote penis pussy shit.
No.
Yeah, I did write that.
Arlen, if you ever get confused in a movie, it just means that you're too dumb for the movie.
Oh,
it's made
okay.
for smarter people.
Sure.
Have
you
yeah,
all like
you
Christmas obvious, cookie.
Yeah.
Like Christmas is cookie.
No Country for Old Men.
I got that movie, but okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Anton Chigurh.
You guys all got that movie?
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
It was pretty easy to understand.
It's no.
It's, I mean,
that
yeah.
It's hard to follow.
It's not like it's a subtle, like,
what's there to not get?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This
yeah,
is a song with a lot
not,
of dick all
it's
over
not
it.
Yeah, it's all a meme.
Okay, should we keep the best worst moments going?
Yeah.
You got yours?
I remember
for it. Do
it's
it.
When the axe guy was threatening the cop's life, and then 2 seconds later, they're like best buds. Oh, he's yeah. like, yeah, yeah, I'll trust you to cover my back while we go get some guns.
Yeah, their relationship never made sense. The monster at the very end that comes out of the portal void abyss.
Yep. Oh, no, it comes out of
the triangle. Oh, it comes out of the lady.
The lady
comes out
yeah.
of the
pregnant
lady.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I thought it looked cool.
No, it's because that was, Dr. Richard
Chase.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. It was his daughter that he was trying to resurrect.
She was ugly. She would have been
amazing. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that monster
like,
looks
just
really
let
great.
Her go.
I wish that they would have. I could have done with them showing the monster rip out of the woman's tum tum.
Yeah,
it kind of really thought it was.
We
fine.
Saw
I wish
start
the
to
monster was just more ripped.
Yeah,
in general.
I wish it had a monster
shape.
I don't know. He did step on that clan dude's.
Yeah,
dome.
I wanted him to walk out like okay. step out and just flex.
We got to
just,
see a head pop in this movie, and it was on a corpse. Who wants to watch a corpse?
Well, not only was it on a corpse, it was on a
hooded
corpse. So you didn't really get to see.
So it was obviously just a water balloon full of chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
You take a pumpkin, you fill it with pig intestines, and then you put a clan's hood over it, and then you stomp on it with your giant monster puppet. Boom! You got yourself a head collapsing. Best moment of that movie was that monster. That monster looked fantastic. It was creepy.
It
was inspired by The Thing. It was really a plus good time USA.
Yeah.
All right.
I am a little confused, though.
Well, okay.
So, like, if the monster was born from a little teenage girl, what the fuck was that other thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
This, like, wasn't explained
sure.
at all. Was it like 35 different Cthulhu's in this
I'm
one?
I'm not 100%
movie?
Sure.
If you have to come back,
I think those were former experiments.
Did you already go, Arlen?
No, I haven't gone yet. Best moment. I liked it when the corpses became like reanimated when they're underground. That was pretty cool.
With the red lighting.
Yeah, the red lighting.
Very reminiscent
of
The Descent.
It was pretty spooky. Yeah. Worst part. Probably just the, yeah, kind of, just the beginning when they just kill the doctor and the other cop off immediately. And in general, the relationship between,
but then the doctor's not really dead.
He's not really
dead.
It's not, yeah. And then I'll go on and say I also didn't like the relationship of, like, the asshole guy and
his dad
everyone
friend.
Else, really. I thought he's a bad character.
Which asshole guy?
The guy comes in,
no,
he's like,
the rifle.
With the rifle. Yeah.
Father, Daniel Father.
Yeah.
The father.
I connected with the nurse lady, the Asian American, but I did not connect with any of the other human beings.
I didn't
the nurse
connect
was
with
nice.
Ellen Wong. Jeez.
I thought the guy
she's there.
Yeah,
the guy who had like part of his throat cut and couldn't speak because of it.
Yeah, and
I kind of liked him.
A confusing
okay.
'90s video game.
He was chill because he didn't
gore.
Talk.
Yeah, he was confused.
Somehow the best character in this movie didn't have any fucking lines.
Yeah,
so. I'd say I'm gonna say two best moments of the movie.
That's awful.
Mostly just the visuals at the very end in the final like room with the bad guy. Like visually, it looks cool.
Yeah, it did look cool.
It's impressive what they did with the budget they had.
Yes,
yeah, really
very
impressive.
Much so.
And then
what was the budget?
Kickstarter?
Not a lot.
It was Indiegogo. And then the in the room with the. Again, the visuals of his Alice or whatever her name was.
When she became like a swamp monster?
Yeah, when she was like a squid monster thing.
Yeah,
for very,
very
brief. I was anticipating something actually happening with that. But it did look cool.
I could not explain what her deal was, because the other lady turned out to be pregnant. I have no idea why Swamp Lady was
kidnapped.
Well,
she got
the doctor supposedly inject or put
well, it wasn't
in
a disease.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
He also didn't cut her open because she didn't have, like, a scar or anything.
Well, I'm also confused, and I know that we just talked about this, but, like, why did that one lady cut her fucking face off?
Because she was crazy. Oh, yeah, she was crazy.
Yeah, but, like, what? She,
yeah.
What did she, what?
She was crazy.
Okay,
she was nuts.
I think, because they kept talking about hearing, like, the bells or whatever. I think that Ring was supposedly bells. Messing with their heads. And she was just weaker willed.
It was a boring movie with really good monsters in it. And I loved the monsters. And it was, the visual effects were so impressive. It was creepy, it was scary. I give it a
So, my worst moment of the movie was.
The ending? Fucking bullshit ending.
I liked all the shots of the clouds.
Lots of clouds. They're cool cloud shots.
They ran out of money. They shoot this guy. I'm fucking fuck with it. It'll make sense. Will the deer?
Makes sense
Get
later.
Get out.
Yeah, there are no deer in this movie. That's probably my worst moment.
Yeah, really some bullshit.
Just the whole movie with no deer. No.
I kind of felt like a deer in the headlights watching
the
bullshit.
There were just the last stuff that wasn't explained. Like, just like...
Yeah. Entire fucking plot, pretty much.
I think we can all agree the worst moment was that it wasn't that great.
Yeah. I mean, the movie itself was.
Yeah, if we're being totally honest, I don't know what Lovecraftian means all that much. You do. I think you're supposed to kind of be confused. I think that's kind of
personal. Yeah, it's supposed to be like something that you cannot understand as a human.
Yes.
Because the concepts are beyond human.
That sounds like a fucking cop-out.
I think, but here's the thing. It sounds like cop-out, and maybe it is. Maybe if you really love Lovecraftian stuff, this was actually for you, and I was just the wrong audience.
That's Chris.
I think this movie is supposed to be confusing and alienating, and I don't like being alienated as an audience. I like being horrified as an audience. I like being tortured as an audience. But I do not like being...
Left out of the picture.
Yeah.
Being bored.
So, Chris,
yeah. A very good word
you're a very large Lovecraft fan. Like, was this...
I am not very large.
Lovecraft fan.
I resent that.
You really like Lovecraft.
You're actually a very tiny man.
Thank you.
You're crispy bacon bit.
I am only 3 feet tall.
Yep. So that being said, though, like, was this movie for you?
It was all right.
You probably appreciated it more than we did, I'm assuming.
I liked it.
I appreciated the monsters and stuff. One scene with the upside down walking thing was pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I think they tied a dummy head onto someone's butt. And that's why its head moved all funny.
The scene in the very beginning with the nurse lady who turned into a monster was
good.
That was alright.
No, it wasn't. It didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, but it just didn't. Well, it like escalated to that point very early on and then was like, now let's just drop off and be like.
Just masturbated everyone united.
I forgot about the meth head. Anyone else forget about him?
No,
yeah.
I kind of forgot about him.
You know
what
this movie was similar to?
He got dragged over by a fucking.
Yeah, the fog.
It was like the fog.
I was thinking that
the shittier.
The text is very reminiscent.
Yeah, well, no, the whole plot of people being trapped in place. Like, the fog was like trying to explore themes of how society collapses using, like, 50s B-movie monsters.
Supposedly, this took the most influence from Prince of Darkness.
We almost watched that once, but we haven't seen it.
It's weird.
Oh,
I have not seen it. I briefly read about it while trying to come up with the trivia for it, and it's just like, oh, that's strange.
Did the trailer look boring or something?
I literally read who the Prince of Darkness
was. There's so much boring in this room.
Well, so
Andrew Squidward.
Yeah, you were right.
So, time for the prediction segment.
Oh yeah,
Ross.
All right, number one. Cop is a chosen one or someone special being set up for something for the demon god.
That's up to you.
Even at the very end, the doctor was like,
come to me, Daniel. You see, Daniel.
We thought
all you have to do is call out to her.
We thought a lot of the South Park bit with the serial killer. Marlon Brando at the ending of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was the chosen
or Red Dragon, the scene that South Park was ripping off.
Zero.
I wouldn't say he was the chosen one.
I want to say like two because it did seem like the doctor wanted him for a reason.
He had to be in that room for some reason.
Yeah.
Three, that's fine.
He wanted him to bear witness.
I mean, two or three.
That's your call.
You're the call.
Yeah, you're the call. You're having three.
Three, then.
That seems excessive.
Really?
Okay.
How? Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you guys are arguing that he had to be there. That's my thing. I was going to say, like, one, but if he's going to fucking be there.
Number two, the robes will all kill themselves to complete some ritual or something.
We don't have
they
to
They did
know.
Die.
No, they did die.
Some of them died,
some
but they didn't kill themselves.
Sacrifice.
They were surrounding the hospital,
yeah,
and they just weren't there.
They weren't there.
Yeah, so zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Number three, most everyone will know exactly what's happening as it's happening.
Oh, boy.
No, sir.
We don't even know what was happening.
I still have no idea what the fuck happened.
Confused. This movie needed the fish out of water wizard character who was explaining every single scene as
well,
it happened.
The thing is, the confused character didn't know what was going on, couldn't speak.
Yeah.
That was the character I think we should have related to.
Well,
but he didn't
even
speak.
Supposedly he wasn't confused because he came in with his dad and they were like, no, we know shit's going down.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because something happened to our
needed
the mother?
A Triana Orpheus. It needed like a sassy 16-year-old pagan girl who explained everything to the audience.
I think who that Asian girl was going to be.
I think the guy who couldn't speak was the relatable one, with the exception of the fact that he can't speak.
Hey, can I ask a question real quick? So when the cult started surrounding the hospital, the dad, I don't know what he was, the fat dude and the dude who couldn't speak came in and like, we've been fighting all night. What had they been fighting? Where did they come from? What was their story?
They were hunting the meth head.
Yeah, they were.
And they don't really explain why.
Why are they hunting a person?
I think they were killing
the cultists.
Well,
why not?
He said earlier, I should have killed you at the house talking to the meth head. So I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I think they were hunting the cultists.
I'm sorry I asked questions. What's your total score?
Four. That's
okay.
With the one from trivia.
Oh, yeah, the trivia.
Maybe she really didn't want us to ask any questions, I don't think.
Just sit there and be spooked.
Dylan.
So, someone will be skinned alive.
Yeah, Fiverr.
The doctor came back at the very end of the movie after he'd been dead since the beginning.
After he had been on screen?
Yeah, he skinned his own face off briefly and then came back with no skin whatsoever.
You know, if you're going to do the surprise villain twist, you should make it someone who the audience like likes and connects with, not someone who seems like a background character who just kind of dies willy-nilly.
Like the guy who couldn't talk. It would make perfect sense.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
That would have been really cool.
Because he would have been like, his bandage could have fallen off at some point and been like, there's no actual, like, wound under there.
Or there's some really fucking weird wound or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, you could have done the Uncage the Devil, like, cliche, where, like, you have a guy in cuffs who's claiming he's innocent, you uncuff him, and all of a sudden he's the true villain. Which is like, that's a trope, but it's better than
like
the
Riddick
doctor.
Trope.
Is that Riddick? I don't know.
No, Riddick's the, like, supposed to be the big bad guy of the whole thing, and then it's like, we need to unleash him.
No, actually not that trope. That's a different trope.
I know.
What's
I
your second pitch?
There will be deer imagery. Zero.
There's a lot of clouds.
Yeah.
That isn't quite.
If you squint, you could kind of see some deer. Yeah.
This movie was very dark.
If you call tentacles antlers and octopus.
I call them head tentacles.
That's a bit.
No one makes it out alive, main character.
No, they make it out.
Two of them make it out.
Yeah. I would actually say four of like the seven characters make it out alive.
We actually learned two.
The sheriff is alive.
Yeah, he's just in another dimension.
The sheriff and his wife.
That sounds
the sheriff and his wife are in a new dimension.
Yeah,
I would
they're just in a new dimension.
She's dead. He cut her head off.
Yeah, but then they woke up together in another dimension.
Yeah, the sheriff is alive in another dimension.
I don't consider
regardless,
that.
The two people in our world still survive.
That's true. That's what matters.
One
so.
Of them. The Asian girl didn't really matter that.
Sure.
Oh.
She played no role. She was a main character.
Okay.
She almost delivered a C-section and then went
she
out.
Was a supporting character.
Yeah.
She had more lines than the other guy who you're calling a main character.
Yeah. So,
Chris, if we're gonna be honest here, the mute dude did end up being one of the major characters.
Yeah. So
yeah.
He did live.
Yeah.
So,
but
he's
pretty much the only one that lived.
Yeah,
no,
Chris.
The sheriff lived.
No, he didn't. He jumped into
he's
a
in another dimension. Just he got teleported to another dimension. That doesn't mean he's dead.
He was
alive.
Hanging out with somebody he hacked up.
He was dead.
He wasn't dead.
If there
was a sequel to this movie, it would star the sheriff.
Here's the thing. Here's
I don't
the thing.
Think so.
I would side with Dylan.
Yeah,
I side
it
with you.
That sounds like.
However,
it's
I'm not commissioner.
Call.
It's Chris's call.
Here's the thing.
That sounds like some.
I want to make an argument here. You wrote main character, which is entirely up to Chris's interpretation of what a main character is.
Said main character.
Main
so
characters.
Who do you think is main character?
I said main characters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the group that went into the basement was the main character.
And one of them made it out alive.
One of them made it out alive, and I would argue that the sheriff was also alive.
But leaving out the void characters, because they're trapped in another dimension, so we can make the argument that counts as death, that doesn't count as death. That is too philosophical of an idea to be presented in a courtroom. What matters is the young Asian lady and the
supporting character.
Well, it's up to Chris. Does the Asian lady count as a supporting character or a main character? That's up to Chris.
She didn't do anything.
She was one of those central plot lines.
I would say the characters around the pregnant lady were superfluous. Like, the pregnant lady was important for some reason.
Another twist! She's the one giving birth to Alien 4.
The other one's probably not. But...
Make a call.
2 points.
Done.
Take it.
I say that's fair.
I would have given you zero.
You said all, and that's what I would have gotten you on.
You did say all. The mute guy made it out, and in my...
Oh, okay, so you say no one makes it alive, but someone does. What's your score?
And I would argue that the sheriff made it out.
But that
doesn't matter. But even with the sheriff from the void and the guy escaping, that's still.
But that's what I'm saying. The sheriff's story could still continue.
I know.
7 points.
He fell into another dimension. Is he alive? Is he dead? No. We can't answer that question. Neither of you guys are right.
But in the story of the movie, his story could still continue.
Was that all three?
Yeah. Okay. Prediction number one. Unmasked.
How many points?
Seven.
Okay. Prediction number one, unmasking a shy guy reveals a nightmare, non-healthy human face.
No
shy guy was ever unmasked.
No, one of them was smashed.
Do I get a partial for that?
No.
0 points. Prediction number two.
I was just trying to give you hope.
In person must watch as their lover transforms.
We don't see her transform, but we see the result.
I can make the argument he transforms between reality and another reality because he sees her normal and then it transforms into the reality where he can see her as the monster.
I would not give you that.
Yeah, no.
Chris.
He doesn't see her as the monster.
I would give partial for
What's the Webster's Dictionary definition of transform?
He sees her dead.
If I transform from one dimension to another dimension.
He thinks she's alive. He's talking with her. And then when he opens his eyes next, her hand dissolves in his hand.
Technically, the dimension will be transforming, not her.
Damn. But she is transformed, as in...
You said that, Chris, and I'm like, fuck, that makes sense.
She is between forms. We never see her between forms, but she goes from one form to another.
I say that's partial credit. We don't see her become that, but we do see the after result.
We never see her transform, but we see her pre- and post-formation.
I say that's good enough for partial.
We saw her die.
I say that's good enough for partial.
You saw her be
I'll
dead.
Give you two.
It's fucking bullshit.
I do want to say...
I'll give you three.
No, here's why. Here's why. Because he doesn't see her transform.
He sees her be dead.
No, he's hallucinating.
What was a hallucination? What wasn't a hallucination?
She doesn't automatically snap to...
What was Cthulhu trying to make me think? I'll take two. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're a great captain. That wasn't... Thank you. Prediction number three. Full tits on a monster / deadite.
Zero.
We saw a wiener.
No, we didn't.
I didn't see a wiener.
One of the monsters had a wiener.
I didn't see
a wiener. I trust you, but you didn't make a bet about
wiener. I didn't see a wiener either. I'll give you 1 point, though, because you say there was one.
If
there was, then...
1 point for that, and then 2 points is three, and then plus one bonus point brings me to a final score of 4.
All right.
High five.
Are we bringing this to next week?
Oh, we may. Oh, yeah, definitely. He's
all right.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. How much do you have?
7.
I don't think I can beat that. I can beat 4.
I'm listening to
arbitrary points.
Impartial.
All right,
impartial.
Here we go. Impartial. Number one, someone will commit suicide. That does not happen.
No, yeah, zero.
If you want to give a mercy for the guy hitting his head over and over again,
I would give mercy for that. I do because you made me laugh so.
No, here's the thing.
I'm going to call bullshit on that because that is probably going to be the deciding point.
Here's the thing. That probably would be. If I was in like last place or teetering on last place, I would.
I have an interpretation of that.
Go for it.
Tell me.
So those corpses...
I was joking.
My interpretation of those corpses was that they were failed experiments at like creating eternal life and they didn't want to be alive. And so when I saw that, I genuinely thought that was a creature trying to kill itself.
Trying.
I don't think so.
That's true.
You're right. Tommy, 5 points.
But that was my interpretation of it. Genuinely. When I watched that scene, I saw that there was a soul that was being tortured and it was trying to end its own life.
I saw it
to commit suicide.
I saw it as a monster that was murdered and was also trying to be scared.
Why was the monster fucking its head against a pipe then?
I don't know. Why did all the other monsters do all
this?
Because
this movie wasn't fucking its head against a pipe. It was fucking its head through a pipe.
That had already been through it.
If it was me, I would give Arnold more credit for it because what my interpretation of that was...
Nobody killed themselves. He was already dead. No. That's ridiculous.
I was walking around.
You know what?
Dead.
the two cultists on either side of the skinned guy at the very end, you could argue, sacrificed themselves to open the portal.
No, they didn't.
I don't know. I feel like...
Chris, it's your call.
I was jokingly saying it, but it's up to you. Like, I don't care either way. 69, okay.
Well, 1 point.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Tommy made a good argument.
No, he didn't. It was already dead.
You just interpreted it differently.
That's true. Number two, the robe people will not have normal human faces under their robes. We don't ever see it, so
we
no.
We don't know that for sure.
We don't know. That's 0 points.
We were very entertained by the idea of a Ku Klux Klansman showing up to one of these
with
Cthulhu meetings by accident. He's very confused.
Super confused. All right, final guess here. Someone will get a spooky call at the hospital that is indecipherable. They get a spooky call. You can hear what they're saying,
but
it doesn't make sense.
I'd argue for four.
It's up to you guys.
I'd give them 1 point and have them both split the movie and the commissioner.
No, we've done that before, and it was a bad decision.
You understood what you were saying.
The last time we did that, Dylan had a multiplier of there'll be a musical number.
Yeah.
And we watched Christmas with a Cookie as the deal.
We're not
going
to watch Christmas with a Cookie, too.
We are watching Christmas.
So it's up to you, Chris. I think it's not zero, it's not five.
They got a phone call. You can understand what he was saying.
It's a spooky phone call.
What he was saying legitimately didn't make any sense. Can you say what he was saying?
It depends on how you interpret indecipherable.
I'd honestly give it 2 because it was spooky in a phone call.
He has 5 bonus points. Exactly. If you guys had given him 0, he would have had 7, but you argued that bullshit suicide thing because you guys are fucking morons.
The creature was killing it.
No, it was not.
It was trying to kill
it. It was bashing its head in.
It was not trying to kill
it. For the audience, it was a dude without a face, and he was trying to stab his face.
It was a dude who had already been stabbed to the pipe, being scary.
Okay, Tommy, how many points would you give this?
That's the thing. Number 3.
One of the characters.
The hospital is indecipherable.
I'm taking a poll.
One of the characters. Someone will get a spooky call.
At the hospital is indecipherable.
Someone will get a spooky call. That's 2 points.
Yeah.
That is indecipherable. 1 point because it is creepy language. So I would say 3. I'd say spooky call happens, 2 points.
Dylan, you're going to give it 0?
Give him 5. We're giving out points all stupid.
Hey, I earned it.
5.
Okay. Ross?
2 points.
2 points.
So we have a 0 from Dylan.
No, I said give him 5.
Phil said 5.
Okay.
He said 5, to be
five
fair.
5 from Dylan.
What are you saying, Chris?
5-3-2.
It's not.
It's
Dylan
not
wants to give him 0.
No, I don't. It's 5. Give him 5.
I'm going to give
Let's
you
give
2.
Give him 5 for the
2
suicide
points.
One,
okay.
Too, because obviously he was trying to kill himself.
2 points. That is 8.
To reiterate, I would not give a full 5 for the suicide.
I didn't give a full 5
either. I know.
Either.
I know.
One fucking
not,
point.
You should give
I would not give him a full 5.
Why would
say
you not?
There are elements,
I gave him 1 point.
There are elements that imply suicide.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
No,
it heavily implied suicide.
20%.
It did not try to... It did not imply
suicide. Are you the filmmaker? You think that monster was just trying to be spooky?
Yes, because all the other...
The monster was just sitting there thinking,
I don't think so.
I'm just going to slam my head into this
here's
until
why.
Someone walks up.
Here's why. And here's my argument for this. Because literally, the entire point of what all the monsters were doing was getting into their heads. So yes, I think it was trying to just freak them out and scare them.
That's
I don't think it was trying to kill himself. I think it was trying to fuck with them like everything else in the movie. Yes, I don't think he was trying to kill himself. That being said,
I feel like the monsters were mostly mindless and just repeating what they were doing when they died until someone walked in.
So they were all trying to attack random dudes?
Until someone walked in. Until someone walked in. And that was the last part of my sentence.
That's really not...
But we don't know if your interpretation is correct either. We don't know. That's the thing.
Literally, the entire thing was the monsters spooking them. That's what it was.
You could be spooking them by committing suicide over and over again. It doesn't work.
Like I said,
the
monster was implying it either way.
Yeah,
the monster, even with your interpretation, the monster was implying it.
It wasn't implying that it was trying to kill itself. It was just trying to be fucking...
But it was implying the idea of suicide.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, it...
It was bashing.
I feel like that was heavily implied.
I really don't.
All right, my multiplier. My multiplier. The entire movie is his prophecy of the future from his childhood.
It could have been.
It could have been, sure.
But that's
a multiplier. It's not, yeah, multiplier has to be 100%.
Times 1.
times one. I like that.
Dylan, what was your
musical number? Times one.
Doesn't
times
happen.
Nine. There's not even a scene where anyone sings a single thing.
No.
But the end credits had music.
They did. Since we're giving out stupid fucking points, I'll
I earned it.
No, you did it.
Fucking loser.
That wasn't... You did not earn that point.
Yeah, I earned it.
No, you did. You were arguing for zero.
That's true.
But yourself.
But then I earned it. But then
I judge. You just saying you'd give him like three or four.
Not the judge. I was the attorney. I just saw an argument, so I made it.
That was stupid.
My wild card is that a man with pig nose brags about loving his new shoes.
Does not
happen. Almost happened in this movie.
We came close.
It almost did.
That leaves my final score as 4.
I multiply. One of the characters will turn to another character and say, "We can't avoid the void. I wish I could have." But didn't happen.
They did not say the word void.
No, they never did.
Honestly, I feel like the doctor, that would have made sense for him to say that.
For all his Marlon Brando rambling. What is your final score of bonus points?
That makes it 8.
You were right.
There we go.
The 1 point.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
You would have
if I had gone with Tommy, it would have been more like 12.
That's true.
If you had gone with Tommy, you still would have been wrong.
All right, I'm going to read this again. I'm just going to read the prediction.
Someone will commit suicide. Either way, it's a tie if I lose that point.
Someone will commit suicide?
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. He doesn't commit suicide, so it's not 5 points. That's what we're arguing.
He wasn't attempting to commit suicide. He was dead.
We don't know if he
there
was
dead. There are elements of suicide to what that thing was doing.
No, it was not.
I stand by the 1%. Ross, what is your opinion on all this?
I disagree. I think the next segment is fixing...
We're not moving on. What's your opinion of it?
I honestly think he... said attempt doesn't matter. Personally, it said commit suicide.
Yeah, but it's a sliding scale. It's not all or nothing. It's not a multiplier.
I would not give it 5 at all.
That's why
there's
none of us are saying it deserves 5.
Do you think it should be 0, Ross?
I personally do.
Okay.
Thank you, Ross.
But it's Chris's decision.
Yeah.
I respect that. That's why I've let it drop. I dropped it. Mm-hmm.
You have to respect the president.
I don't.
That's true.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
That's true. You have to respect the president.
You essentially gave him a mercy point to beat me.
I did not get... He would have tied.
All I'm saying, essentially gave him a mercy
point. It's my birthday next week.
And if I had done average, he would have beaten you if I had given him 3 points for the last one.
Also, you would have tied with him if you'd gotten your King of the Hill question correctly.
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
You gave him 3 points.
I literally gave you a mercy point.
And you blew it.
Also,
look at the fucking sound effects for that moment.
If we're looking at it, and I will say this, last thing I'll say about it, is if we're looking at it, one main character made it out.
Yes.
Two.
One.
The sheriff.
He didn't make it out.
He made it out.
That's the point. There's no, you can't reach a decision on that.
The confusing thing is, why is it that an idea of death, an idea of suicide was enough to get Arlen a point, but the fact that he jumped to sacrifice himself... to save the rest of the world and kill himself, to sacrifice himself, doesn't count enough as death.
Plenty of characters in movies sacrifice themselves, as you're saying with air quotes, all the time, and then don't end up dead because they're the fucking protagonist, and they don't die because they have another movie to fucking make.
Plus, your points came from the death guy.
If that's your point, then the guy committed suicide.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I still get the points.
But what I'm saying is if he's going to get that point for that, then I should get 4, not 3.
Yeah, but then he would get 5 because the guy committed suicide.
No, he didn't. He attempted suicide. They gave him points for the idea.
No, because the sheriff committed suicide to save himself. To save the world.
Give him 5 points then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there. Dylan, you have 4. Now Arlen is 5.
Cool. And then it's more... And then it
makes more sense.
But you were saying that he didn't commit suicide.
No.
That's fine. No, I'm saying...
Yeah, you were saying that the sheriff sacrificed himself so it wasn't a suicide.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, no, before we were recording, you did. Someone did.
No, I did not.
Chris, can we call it an objection? Objection of objections?
Anyway, it is time for Fix It or Franchise It.
Fix it. I'm going to fix the hell out of it and add more lights. The light
budget really
needed
to
be boosted there.
So, wait.
Yeah.
Dylan, would you fix it?
I'm going to franchise it and it's just an hour and a half of that one demon headbutting a fucking wall to show everybody that he's
trying to
to be blatant. He's trying to jack off.
I see where you're going. It's the origin story where he's not a demon yet. He's a human. Realizes he's turning into a demon.
Gets his head pushed through a pole. He dies,
He's shoving his head into a pole to try to kill himself.
Audience, you decide. Tell us what you think after watching this movie.
No, we decided it. That the sheriff committed suicide at the very end of the movie.
I would fix this movie before I would franchise it, and I already said how I would do it. This movie needed a Triana Orpheus. It needed a young witch babe who would be...
Who is that?
Triana Orpheus, she's from the Venture Brothers. All my venture bros got it. No, it needed a sexy young pagan who was like, they're doing the ritual of Abuta. Or a historian who'd be like, oh, he's trying to resurrect Cthulhu. We needed to be in the loop. I wanted to be in the loop, and me personally, when I watch a movie, I don't want to be split between, oh, it's a dream or is it real?
Yeah,
that
did suck.
I don't fuck with that. Just let it be real. Let it be a... Let the story be plausible within science. And I would have enjoyed it more.
Do you mean within the science of the movie setting up?
Yeah, I didn't like the interdimensional. I would have rather been like a fucking like virus that people, religious people think is a thing. I would have liked to have been ambiguous. Is it magic or is it science? Because when it was just magic, it was kind of just like they could do whatever they want.
Except beat fire and chuck and bolt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they couldn't do much of anything else.
It was only stunned by fire even. Still.
Hey,
walks through it.
You know,
until the dimension collapsed on.
As much as Resident Evil is bullshit,
you gotta get in there.
Alright, I'd fix it by making the guy couldn't speak, because he seemed like he'd be a great protagonist.
That's good.
Everything
good
in this, everybody's fix it or franchise has been perfect.
Yeah.
Everyone should get 2 points.
Yes. Yeah.
I would actually franchise this. I do feel like this movie had a lot of lost potential, but I still feel like they could realize that potential in a sequel. All
right, what's the sequel?
The sequel's the sheriff and his stupid wife, who's, sorry, Tommy, not actually going to be there because she's a hallucination.
So when he jumps into another dimension and he's with a hallucination on a different dimension?
Yep.
That's the exact reason I don't fuck with this movie.
I know, that's why. But he's... going to, like, it's not even going to be about that. That's going to happen between movies. He's going to, like, get popped through a dimensional portal somewhere else and be, like, a monster hunter person. And it's going to be just a comedy. It's going to be, like, a action comedy like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, okay, wrap it up.
All right, Chris.
Tommy, tagline, you're it.
Oh, you chose me first. I was going to try and think of it while everyone else is going.
Yeah.
Mine was A Void.
Oh.
Who are you hitting? Who are you tagging?
What?
Who are you tagging?
Chris, you're next because you don't think you have to go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Come on. Just do a funny voice.
You won't be filling this one anytime soon.
Okay. I could have said this will leave you empty. Really all kinds of stuff. But that's not mine.
It's the same joke, so.
Who's it?
Ross.
Teen pregnancy never looked so scary.
Yeah, I wrote that one down when we were watching.
That's true.
There's a pregnant teen who gives birth to a full-sized spider monster.
Much larger than her.
Yeah,
it just kind of grows.
The audience doesn't get to see it, but apparently it's a newborn infant for all of one scene, and then it's a
baby. Because you do hear, like, half of a cry.
You hear a baby cry.
Remember her.
Yeah.
Dylan, you're it.
Do you guys get it? I'm trying to kill myself. Do you see? That's what I'm trying to show off. That's my tagline.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty relevant.
Avoid the void. I'm going to do what you said. Avoid it. It sucks.
It's perfect.
All right. Come on, Chris. Keep
the dealer's choice for the second half.
You can skip it.
You wrote that.
No, yeah, that's true. This is Tommy's suggestion.
You don't have to do it though. You can just say I skip
dealer's
choice.
You're not supposed to say dealer's choice. You're supposed to have your script and you have what you want to do.
But there wasn't even anything that's replacing for the second half.
Dylan's hat of the day. How would Dan Aykroyd have made this movie better?
Oh,
twist. He would have.
He would have.
Yeah, he would have made it a lot better.
So
Jacob,
how would Seth Green have made this movie better?
He would have killed himself.
Yeah.
He would have been the guy who was being
the meth head
in the pipe.
Yeah. Oh, he would have been the meth head. He would have been the meth head.
Actually,
really good meth head.
Seth Green might have been the guy who was kept banging his head into the pipe because he didn't have a face.
We never know.
That's true, but
he likes
generally they credit him. Yeah,
movies.
He's always credited though, no matter what. We would have known. Mm.
Hi, Chris.
Recommendations.
Do I recommend this movie?
I didn't ask you, Tommy. Ross?
No, I don't. Tommy, what do you think?
<Sorry. laughs>
I would not recommend this movie to hardly anyone. If I met a diehard Lovecraft fan, I'd be like, hey, get away from me. And then I would leave.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Hang out with Chris every week.
Dylan, would you recommend
Dumb Dumb
Town?
Like, you know, killing yourself.
Yeah.
You're so fucking bitter.
You're so bitter. You can see it in your eyes.
I love it. I'm loving it.
I am bitter.
You're so bitter in your loss.
Arden made a joke about getting a point, and you guys gave him.
That's
a
not even.
That's
we,
true.
He we was making settled.
Drop it. Drop
we,
it.
No, we settled drop on it. Him getting five
great.
Points for that because the sheriff killed himself.
Good
no.
God.
Drop it. That's,
I'm talking
that's
about,
true.
I'm talking previous.
The sheriff did not kill himself. He sacrificed himself. Those are two different things. I'm not even going to bring that up.
Arlen,
that
is killing yourself
Arlen,
for other people.
Arlen.
That's what sacrifice is.
He's going to cut all this out. Arlen, what's your recommendation?
Don't watch it. It sucks.
Perfect.
No one should watch it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think you should watch it. Don't watch it on Amazon because apparently the quality's fucked up.
Correct. So go out and buy it?
God, no.
Yeah.
If you crowdsource this, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's
not... They had no way of knowing. I would have helped crowdsource
You can
this.
Rent it on other platforms. You can rent it on, like, YouTube and stuff.
If someone said...
Mm-hmm. Wait, you paid money for this?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
If someone said, help me crowdsource this, I want to make a movie that's like The Thing that doesn't use any CG, I would have given them $10.
I would hope you'd know better now.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that already happened.
Yeah, it's called The Fucking
No,
Void.
Right after The Thing prequel came out,
mm-hmm.
The studio that was working on The Thing prequel that originally worked on The Thing, all of their special effects got overdone with CGI, so they decided to make their own movie, and it was fucking terrible because they didn't hire a director or anything. They didn't hire anyone to write a script, so all it is just... Monster effects.
Those are The Void you're talking about?
Ah, burn.
I thought that's the
I saw you waiting to say that.
Yeah.
Take the reins in, bud. Let's land.
This is your last call for notes.
I drew a picture of a duck.
I've got one. When the Asian American girl is holed up with her little axe ready to go, looking out of the little cracks, and we see one of the hooded figures walk around the corner, and then the next scene we see her... She's defending herself against the silent guy.
Oh no, she was it was a dream inside of a hallucination that Cthulhu was making her have.
Of course.
It was only a nightmare that you wouldn't understand unless you saw it.
Of course.
You were trying to code
backwards, yeah.
Yes.
My notes say you guys are all bullshit artists except Ross.
Bullshit artist.
I drew a picture of Squidward, I drew a picture of one of the hooded dudes with a triangle on his face. And then I wrote, "Who is he?" next to him. Arlen also.
Yeah, I did doodles to do the same guy wrote spooky in front of it though.
Could we talk about all the swords, the tentacles, and the knives you also drawn?
I drew a lot of shapes.
Do you know what your drawing looks like? It looks like the Robo Guard from fucking Super Jail. The first season of that show is pretty good. No one else watched it. Whatever, fuck me, cut it out. Last call for notes.
Dylan?
He already did his notes.
He called us bullshit.
What did we all learn today?
Ooh. What did we learn today? Did we learn anything?
You guys stack the hand heavily.
I don't know why you guys drew them with upside down triangles. They're right side up triangles.
Oh yeah, look at that. It is right side up triangles. Well.
Oh,
the hooded figures.
It made more sense.
I guess that they've got pyramids. The point is pointing towards their noggin. Because they're smarter than us. I'm Tommy, and I learned I'm not a very smart man because I didn't get a movie that was too smart for me.
The Void is an intellectual movie. It's only for people who really
it's
want
cool
to
posters.
Have brains inside the whole film.
You're so bitter.
I'm bitter.
Give me a smile.
No, I'm bitter.
Arlen, what'd you learn today?
I learned that H.P. Lovecraft sucks.
He is racist. Ross, what'd you learn?
Lovecraft is
so
a racist.
I learned that Chris is a fairly weak commissioner.
Thank you.
Dylan, did you already say what you learned?
Yeah, but I'll say it again. I learned... that you guys would do anything to keep me from winning.
That's not true. You got the best movie in the
that's
house.
True.
I want you to win more than anyone else.
You chose Gracie Strangler.
You're goddamn liars.
You redeemed, you redeemed yourself after Christmas with Cookie.
Go ahead.
You've seen it now.
As we said, you would have tied Arlen if you had gotten the trivia question that I wrote for you.
Wait, rate, and review.
I don't get to learn anything today.
But what did you learn today, Chris?
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So, if everyone...
Give us 5 stars, write about how terrible Chris is.
I refuse to ask for stars, but I will say, please say nice things.
Review honestly.
Actually, just send me something. Just send us barbecue or something. The only reason I got into podcasts...
Tommy's address is...
No, we'll get an address, but the only reason I started a podcast is because I love it on popular podcasts when they're like, thank you to Barbara who sent us cookies. I want someone to send me cookies and draw pictures of me. That's all I
want. I'm not going to eat any cookies at anybody.
Do you want like a
yeah,
New Zealander
to
be on our podcast?
I would love to have a
what is it, a kiwi?
A kiwi.
A kiwi.
little kiwi. Send us kiwis from Kiwi Land.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
I guess we should do like a legal disclaimer. We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical matter. Chris, I'm going to have you do the ethics disclaimer.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
That's good. And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at bmoviedm, right?
Yes, that is B movie, B, the letter B, movie, and then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.